Interior design and radio talk show host for the Home Sweet Home Show every Wednesday at 2 to 3 p.m. on KLAV 1230 a.m. or live on the internet at klav1230am.com. Listen in and enjoy our unique radio show. We talk about decorating tips, cooking, fashion, cultural events, and so much more. Also remember to visit me on my website at towncenterdesign.com, making memorable moments in your home.
Welcome to Home Sweet Home with your host, Leslie Lovell, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. For the next 60 minutes, we'll be making memorable moments in your home and taking your phone calls at 731-1230. That's 731-1230. Or toll free 1-866-820-KLAV. Now, let's bring on the host. Here is Leslie Lovell.
Hi, welcome to Home Sweet Home. It's Wednesday again, and I'm sitting here with my co-host, Linda Piana. Hi, Linda.
Hi, good morning, everybody.
Well, actually, it's afternoon.
Oh, yeah, we used to have a morning show. Okay, start
that's
over.
That's okay.
Good afternoon. Buenos tardes.
Yes, buenos tardes. Lori is here, too, from Got It Covered. She's going to sit in. Hi, Lori. We're going to talk girl talk today.
Sure.
Coffee talk? Girl talk? Okay. Both.
Girl talk. Dr. Jim was on our show.
Yeah,
last week. He was listening in last time.
Yeah.
You know what he said after the show?
What?
You two girls are the home goddesses. Isn't that cute?
Oh, he's
I said,
sweet.
I know. I said, I'm going to use that.
I know. Home goddesses. Didn't Roseanne Barr used to call herself the domestic goddess when
yes.
she did
yeah.
stand up? She was hilarious.
She's funny.
Anyway, I'm going to talk about some happenings in town. I went through a lot of stuff. I actually got up at 4 o'clock this morning to write the show.
My gosh.
Yeah, because, you know, I couldn't sleep, and I thought, it's on my mind anyway. Might as well get up and write it. So I wrote the whole thing. 2 hours, right? I thought I saved it to don't even go there in the documents. All of a sudden, my computer goes, we're updating. You know, they tell me this little story, and it shuts down. I almost had a coronary, so I got so depressed. I ran outside. I just started sweeping leaves because I had to get the steam off, you know.
And you had to wait a little while for it to update?
I had to wait a while. I went back to it, and it saved it for me. And I was like, thank you.
Good computer.
Thank you. Yeah, because I would have had to write that. You know what that's like when you got all your thoughts down and you know, when you write something physically, you can remember everything you said. But when you do it on the computer, it mm-hmm. goes in your mind and out of your mind.
I know. No, that is an excellent point.
Isn't
when you
it?
Write something, you remember
like,
it.
Yeah, the written word.
Mm-hmm. Especially in cursive. I don't know why.
I don't know why either.
Isn't that great?
It's the craziest thing.
I'm glad
thing.
You mentioned that.
I know.
You're
nobody,
smart.
No. Nobody
You're smart,
writes
girl.
In cursive anymore.
I do.
It's. I know, but I
Except
feel like
me.
I'm prehistoric because everybody goes, what is that? Nobody gets it. It's all printed now.
Well, you know they yeah. don't teach cursive in school now.
That is so
sad. Isn't that sad?
Because when you know how beautiful calligraphy is?
Yes.
You know, when they write wedding invitations and stuff? I mean, that's an art that should never be lost. It's so classic. You know, it's just, isn't it?
It's a statement on our school systems. I'm sorry.
I know. A handwritten note. You know what? You could send me emails and e-cards all day long. There's even special websites where you pay for these expensive type of e-cards, right? Because
mm-hmm.
I get them all the time from one of our sponsors. She's wonderful about sending them out. But, you know, you don't when you open a piece of mail and it has a gorgeous card and it's personally addressed to you and it says, Dear so-and-so, thank you so much, or I had such a wonderful time. Let me tell you something.
I know.
That means the world to me. I put them up on my fridge because, you know, hardly anybody does that anymore, you know? And it makes you feel like, gee, somebody actually picked out a card, you know?
It really makes you feel good.
It makes you feel good. So the heck with those e-cards, really. Mm-hmm. I mean, I like them, but I don't. It's kind of a little impersonal to me.
Do you save the cards and letters that you get?
Always. I have
I do
pat
too.
Boxes full of them.
I am yeah. just, I save too many of them, but they're beautiful.
I know. Yeah. You know what I used to do with the Christmas ones? You know how some of the Christmas cards are so beautiful? I would cut around them, punch a little hole and then put ribbon on them and put them on my tree. And one year I did a whole tree in Christmas cards.
Ooh.
That's a cute idea.
Isn't that cute? Mm-hmm. And I put the names of the people that sent them on the back, mm-hmm. you know, so I would remember who they were, but it was so pretty. So
take
anyway,
a photo. Take photos.
Yeah, lots of things you can do. Anyway, so happening in town, the Henderson Symphony Orchestra season finale is on May 3rd at 8 p.m. in the Henderson Pavilion. Anybody know about the Henderson Pavilion? It is wonderful. If you Google it, there's so much going on there. I saw the Celtic
Is it the outdoor
there?
One off of Water
yes.
Street? I've been there. It's great.
It's really nice.
It's
really
an amphitheater, nice. And it's beautiful.
You got to go when the weather's nice, but you should bring a little cushion for you know what.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, water, of course, because it's dry out there, you mm-hmm. know. But it's beautiful. Mm-hmm. So, you can call the Henderson Pavilion or Google them, and their number is 702-267-4849. So, the Henderson Symphony Orchestra, and they're pretty darn good.
They're good.
Then they're showing it's live theater. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest play starting on 5/4 at the Onyx Theater on East Sahara. And that's 732-7225. So you can call that. And then 50 Greatest Photographs of National Geographic Magazine at the Venetian daily for a while. So 414-1000. That should be interesting.
That should be very,
National
very
Geographic
beautiful.
Has fabulous photographers. Mm-hmm.
Is that in the museum that they have?
It must be. I'm
it
not
is.
Sure. Yeah, but if you call the Venetian, I'm sure they'll tell you. So it's just ask for the National Geographic, you know, exhibit, whatever that is. Frank Abagnale, who... he's the character that was portrayed by Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
In Catch Me If You Can.
Yes.
He's going to be speaking at the Smith Center.
I heard that.
And on May 30th, and you can get tickets, right? 749-2000, the Smith Center. No, he worked for the FBI.
Wow.
If you watch till the end of the movie, he was so brilliant that they couldn't let him, putting him in jail would have been a waste because he helped them fight crime after that. He was such a, yeah. And
I never saw the movie.
I know. It's,
you know,
you
I was thinking about that. Oh, the movie
it.
Is great.
Yeah.
I was thinking about that movie the other day, and I was thinking, how did they film the part of when, To Tell the Truth, isn't it? Remember that old show, To Tell the Truth?
Yeah. I remember that show.
Where different people come out and only
Gary
one is
Gary Morton.
All right. That one. That's in the film. Do you remember that?
Sort of.
They actually, here's how they filmed it. They actually interviewed, and he was one of the people, and it was Abagnale.
Are you serious?
Yes.
The original, true Abagnale?
What is his name? Gary Morton?
Gary Morton was
and
the host.
And the other, that beautiful lady with the dark hair.
Kitty Carlisle?
Yes. She was on there. And so I was thinking, you're wonderful. I couldn't remember their names. And
Bill Cullen.
It had the real, the real Kitty Carlisle and the real, so here's what they did. They took that part out of the TV show. And then inserted the part with Leo DiCaprio.
I do remember that.
Remember that?
Yes.
Fantastic.
Now that he's talking about it. Yeah.
What a great movie.
Oh, that was. Laurie's got to get that movie mm-hmm. and watch it. Catch Me If You Can with Leonardo DiCaprio.
I've heard of it.
Yeah. And Tom Hanks plays the guy chasing.
Oh, yeah. He's so good.
He's
too.
Really good in it. He's really good in
Funny.
It. What's his name? Christopher Walken plays his dad.
Oh, my God. What a character.
Love him.
I do too.
Do you remember that?
He's amazing.
Video he did dancing. Nobody knew he was a dancer. They just thought he was a dramatic actor. But he did this dance video, and I forgot what song it was for. But you know, I could look it up for us. But he did this dance number that was to die for.
He's
in
incredible.
A video. Yeah, he's very long legged, and he
like Fred Astaire.
Yeah, and he looked great. He really did. Anyway, here's another good thing. So don't forget Frank Abagnale, May 30th, the Smith Center. The Las Vegas Foodie Fest this weekend at the Silverton with gourmet food trucks, vendors, farmers market, games, and live entertainment. So this weekend, all weekend. So call the Silverton at 263-7777. So if you need something to do with your family, great idea, or your friends.
Great.
Then my brother-in-law, who has the most kick and band
yes
called New Rhythm Quartet It's Grape Blues and Jazz. He's playing at Grape Street tonight on Lake Mead in Buffalo, and he starts at 6 p.m. And you need to follow this group because they are going somewhere. They cut a record. They have an amazing,
The New Rhythm Quartet.
Sound. Yep. They play some Al Jarreau. You've been there, Linda. Yep. It's to die
Wonderful.
For. It's to die for. Okay, then Saturday, Baby's Bounty Tea is this Saturday at Town Square at English's Quintessentially British Restaurant. Go to babiesbounty.org for your tickets. There's live music by Linda Piana sitting here. Comedy
Ta-dum!
And food.
And a comedian and food.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
It's going to be great.
We're looking forward to that. I'm going to get all dolled up for that. And I'm not wearing a hat, but I'm getting all dolled up.
Yeah, me too. I'm not wearing a hat.
Yeah. Okay. So we have Lori here today from Got It Covered, and she makes all our beautiful upholstery and, oh my gosh, the bedding and outdoor stuff. And we could go on and on and on. But Lori wants to talk about some outdoor stuff today. Lori, is that what you want to talk about?
I thought we could talk about outdoor furniture as well as headboards. You and I have been doing some fun headboards together. Got It Covered does all types of bedding, and lately we've been working with making tufted headboards with these new rhinestone buttons that they have out. They're absolutely gorgeous. And to go along with the headboards, we've been putting a lot of beads and fringe and other trims on the bedding. You can go to my website at gotitcoverednv.com and see some of the bedrooms that we did. The one that you and I did, the biscuit, the biscuit tufted board with the, that was
stunning.
Gorgeous. Yeah, that was absolutely
That was in
gorgeous.
Silk, wasn't it? Did we do a gray silk?
No, you used a taupe. I'm sure it was a polyester. Yeah, you don't want to use
like silk.
It looked like silk. You don't want to use silk for a headboard because
stunning.
It just gets greasy.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's true.
What's the biscuit part?
It's a square tuft instead of a diamond tufting.
Okay.
It's got a much more modern look to it.
Beautiful.
Yeah, and it's more it's flatter.
Yeah.
Flatter than the diamond tufting.
Yeah, it's really, really beautiful.
Nice.
Yeah.
But we make we've been selling a lot of pillows where we just do like five or six rows of beads across a silk pillow. It looks absolutely gorgeous sitting on a bed.
I love
absolutely
it.
Absolutely beautiful.
I love that. I'm going to start collecting brooches again so that you can put them in the middle of throw pillows for me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a good idea.
And I have a question for you. Let me ask you real quick. I have an old wedding gown, and it's all beaded. I don't want to go there.
I don't want to go there.
Me either. But anyway, it's been sitting in the closet a long time. And I saw something where this lady made throw pillows out of the
beautiful.
Beading. So I'm going to give it to you and see how many we could wind up with.
Beautiful.
Oh,
go
how
ahead.
Pretty.
I'm sorry.
That's beautiful. That's a nice thing to do with your own old. Is that your wedding dress?
Yes. Oh.
Nice to
One
have
of them.
Yeah.
Mamma Mia.
Mamma Mia.
Oi. Yeah.
I also wanted to talk a little bit, since summer's right around the corner, about outdoor furniture. And here in Las Vegas, we do a lot of living outside. And ever since 9/11, the fabric manufacturers have really kicked up their selection of outdoor fabrics. Robert Allen, Kravitz, RM Coco, Maxwell have all gotten involved in making just beautiful outdoor fabric.
Really?
You used to just see the solid colors and the stripes or something floral. I got a new book from Maxwell's that has, I love animal skins, a black and white and a beige and ivory zebra skin for outdoor. This fabric is fabulous. It has a high abrasion rating, and most of them you can throw right into the washing machine. And best of all, it's made by Sunbrella.
Oh, we love Sunbrella.
Yes, Sunbrella's. If you don't have a patio cover, Sunbrella's the only fabric you want to use outside. Comes with a 3-year guarantee, I believe.
That's good.
Most of it's washable, and that's for color fastness, mildew, and rotting. So you get a 3-year guarantee on the fabric.
Awesome, huh?
Anyhow, yeah, I've got probably 15 different books on beautiful jacquards. Mm. They call it all environmental fabric because you can use it indoors or outdoors.
It's beautiful.
I mean, it's that nice. Velvets. Silver State has come out with a book of outdoor velvets.
Oh my gosh.
It's
I
amazing.
Never saw those.
It's absolutely amazing. I just stumbled across it by accident.
Did you?
Yes, I found it in my shop. And I had it with my velvet books, but it was actually an outdoor fabric book for outdoor velvet.
Oh, I'll have to take a look at that. It's gorgeous. Sounds interesting. Yeah, we should, you know what we should do? Post some of those prints on our Facebook page that you're talking about, how beautiful they are, for the outdoor prints.
I'll send you some pictures.
Yeah, send me some photos.
The zebra skin is fabulous.
I bet. What a great look.
It's fabulous.
Yeah, I love that look.
I wish my husband would let me put it in my backyard, but he won't go for it. It's very tasteful.
It is.
I think it's very tasteful. He thinks it's just over the top.
And skin's never, that look never goes out of fashion. I mean,
you and I agree with that. A lot of people don't like it. Well,
it's taste.
Yes, it is. It's taste.
What does he want, solid?
He wants a stripe.
Oh, and stripe.
Yeah, you know, stripe.
Well, stripes are in now too, so that's all right.
Changing the direction of the stripe, instead of having it going vertical, the stripes are now going horizontal on the furniture.
Love it.
Furniture drapes.
Love it.
Yeah. Oh, how cute!
It is. It's cute. It's very cute.
Yeah, it just adds a new punch to it. It doesn't look so boring.
Yeah, I'd like to do black and white stripes in my backyard. My husband doesn't want that either, though, because he thinks it looks like a prison.
Really?
Oh. Yes. I saw it in somebody else's.
That's funny. As if they even wear stripes in prison now.
They wear orange.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, that dates him.
Yeah. That's Sing funny. Sing, I guess, 150 years ago. Yeah.
But. Right. But that goes to show you what your concepts are about, you know, what you want around your house.
Yeah.
And everybody is so different.
That's true. Black and white stripe looks really nice. I have a client that
I love that look. It's so classy.
It's very nice. Very nice. Yeah.
I love big florals, too. I love huge florals.
You don't find too many big florals anymore.
I love that.
I've been going through all my books.
Really?
There's very few florals.
Like real powerful, you know, like that gives you such a bright feeling.
Yes. Most of them are geometrics now.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
They'll come back, Leslie.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You know, it just makes you feel happy because we don't have that many flowers out here. And when you go in your backyard and it's mostly green and then you see those beautiful flowers on fabrics, it's like, oh, how pretty.
You know, I didn't even notice that they really do not have florals anymore. That used to be a mainstay, floral outdoor fabric. But like I said, I've been going through my books looking for some clients of mine, and there's really no flowers.
You know what you can do, though, Lori, which we've done? We can vinylize the fabric.
Not for outside.
No?
No.
Too hot?
Oh, yeah.
Too bad.
Oh, yeah. No, that's terrible. Yeah, that's terrible.
Bummer.
That's
even
terrible.
In the shade?
You know, when it's 110 out, that
don't sit, you'll stick.
Oh boy, you'll.
Yeah, those are Rhoda Morgenstern slipcovers. Remember her mother used to put the plastic on all the furniture. and you stuck to it when you got up.
You don't want to put that laminated stuff outside.
It's nasty, I know.
Yeah, it's nasty. In the wintertime, okay, but in the summertime, no.
You know what I like is, you know when they have one big flower and then you put it on the inside back of the chair and on the seat of the chair, and then the rest is background. Oh, God, I just love that.
It's gorgeous.
Isn't that pretty?
Yes, it is.
Beautiful. I wish they'd come out with more of those.
Yeah. Well, you know what? When it comes in style again, it will. Like I said, everything is geometrics, animal skins, stripes, but mostly
We can work with that.
Even the Tommy Bahama. I got a new Tommy Bahama book of outdoor fabrics.
Really?
Yeah. Hardly any flowers at all.
Oh, well.
Paisley. A lot of paisley.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
Yes. In the last couple of weeks, Leslie brought in books of just that same information. Stripes.
Yeah, stripes and, are really in this year. And paisley's really in this year. We're going to take a short break. We'll come back with Lori and Linda at Home Sweet Home. And we'll check in with our sponsors. We'll be right back. Proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377.
Wondering what is happening in the rapidly changing real estate world? Is the real estate market improving in Las Vegas? Are you upside down in your home and wondering what you can do? Wanting to invest in the Las Vegas market and looking for advice?
Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. These are some of the topics I'll cover on the Home Sweet Home show every month. I look forward to answering your questions.
As important as your home is to you, Nicole will give you great advice.
I'll help you build the perfect nest for you and your family.
You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners, 702-303-8243, nrmaroe@gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243, nrmaroe@gmail.com.
Call us with your questions at 731-1230. Home Sweet Home continues. Here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back with Linda and Lori at Home Sweet Home, and I'm Leslie, your host. And I just told Linda, I was watching a TV show, and I don't remember which one it was, but this lady came on the show, and her name was Jackie Cooper, and she wrote a book called The Things You Would Have Said. The chance to say what you always wanted them to know. And they have it on Amazon.com, and it got a 5-star rating on Amazon.com. And the book is about friends who fall out of touch, loved ones who pass away. We want to just say that, you know, say the things maybe out loud or to ourselves that we should have said to people, you know, while they were here. And I think that's a big lesson as you get older in life. Don't you girls think that you
too
need to say it all the time, you know, to people that you really care about?
Communication is the most important thing.
I know. Mm-hmm. It really is. And, you know, people have regrets about stuff like that. And I think the older we get, the more we realize that life is very fragile. And, you know,
and it ends.
And, you know, sometimes when your mate walks out the door or a friend of yours, you know, you don't know the next time you're going to see him. So give him a good hug and tell him, you know.
Don't take it for granted.
Don't take it for granted because it's too short, you know. And I love this idea. So if you want to pick this book up, it's called The Things You Would Have Said, The Chance to Say What You Always Wanted People to Know. And it's Amazon.com. And it's very inexpensive. It's only $10.20. So it has free shipping, it looks like, on orders over $25. So if you order a couple of books, you get a free shipping cost, which is great. So we always like to share those things, right?
That's where I got my last book.
I know. It's good. We order from them all the time. Okay, so I got a joke of the day.
Oh, good, good.
Okay, so a couple is sitting on the porch at the end of the day, and they're sipping their wine. And the wife says, "I love you." And the husband says, "Is that you or the wine talking?" The wife replies, "It's me talking to the wine."
That's cute.
I love you.
Very that is cute. So us.
That's so cute. That's so cute.
Isn't that cute? Yeah. Okay. All right, so Linda, you have something to say about some tips from the piano coach. Would you like to do your tips?
All right, sure. Are you ready?
We're ready. Okay.
This portion of our show is brought to you by Linda Piana.
Okay.
Oh, that hurt my throat.
Yeah. It's painful.
No, I was going to say.
It's cute.
When in conversation, people find out that I play and teach piano, they usually say, "Oh, I played piano when I was a child, but I dropped out. Now I wish I would have continued my lessons." Or they might say, "My parents made me take lessons, but I didn't want to practice." Remember, Leslie, just last week, we met that young lawyer.
Yeah, that young lawyer.
And he said that exact same thing.
Exactly.
He didn't want to practice at the time. Now he regrets it because he said he could get...
a chick magnet.
A lot. Yeah. He would be a chick magnet.
Yeah.
That's so funny. But yeah, piano playing really, like all other art forms, takes time and practice. But what better way to spend your time?
That's right.
If you're going to learn how to create music, it's so worth it.
It is worth it.
Just like anything. It's like what you do, any artistic endeavor, creative endeavor.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, you have to practice to be good. You have to practice reading, math, and all that. So why not a beautiful song that you love?
Yeah. You learn to play it, and you could sing it if you can sing.
Yeah. If not,
can you
could play.
Can you sing, Leslie?
I can.
Oh, you can,
oh,
really?
My gosh. She can sing like mad.
Are we going to see you at Grape Street tonight singing?
No.
Oh, come
no,
on.
But we're going to start practicing.
I'm very shy about it.
We're going to start practicing.
Linda's taking me back to music. Yeah, I'm going to let her take me back to music.
Well,
I studied 23 years.
Wow.
Voice.
Right.
As a child.
I'll get her back there.
And then, yeah.
What I want Leslie to do is to be able to accompany herself.
Yeah. She wants me to play my own songs and leave her alone. So I don't have to ask her to
get
play all the
me,
time.
No. So to become a good piano player or a good singer or whatever your endeavor, but in this case, a good piano player, you need passion. I'm passionate. I love it.
I know you do. You've
got to have that passion, whoever
you
are.
You have it.
And you have to have the attitude, I want to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Passion and attitude. You know, I don't jump out of bed every morning and say, oh, let me get to that piano. I don't do that. But
get out of my way.
Yeah. Gangway. But sometimes I feel that way because I hear a song that's done so well.
It's so beautiful.
I'm so inspired. That's where the passion kicks in. And then I love that. And then I think about it and it's like, I've got to do that. That's where the attitude, I want to learn that song.
Absolutely.
The attitude kicks in. So
what's your favorite
that's
song?
Oh, there's too many. There's
really?
Too many.
She's
the
one,
got a lot of favorites.
Yeah. The one that I love right now is, I was inspired. I just learned this song. And so it's like the song that you love the most is the one you're with. Sound familiar? And it's called Come Fly With Me.
Oh,
I just
Sinatra.
Learned it. I learned it for the tea, actually.
Yeah. I love Sinatra.
I
like Ain't That a Kick in the Head that they
That's
Dean Martin
good.
And he did too.
I like
too.
Fly Me to the Moon.
Oh, and
love
Fly
that.
Me to the Moon. I learned that one too.
I love that song.
That's such a great song.
I've been listening to that CD at my house. I have it outside in my backyard, so when I'm playing ball with my dog, I can listen to
it's
it.
It's got a great
so
backbeat.
Neat.
I love it.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I could just see Sinatra singing that.
Of
know,
course.
When he did all that
I think
stuff.
The one I have is Tony Bennett.
Is it? Well, him
yeah,
too.
Tony Bennett.
Okay.
They're about equal.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh, I
well, I was inspired by Kurt Elling on my latest
CD. Yeah, you were saying, I know.
So, so there's a lot of elements to learn,
right?
You know, to be a good piano teacher, but just call me.
Yeah. Call me.
I'll teach you.
Yeah. I love, you know, one of my favorite songs, of course, of all times, it's not a song. It's you know, it's Clair de Lune by Debussy.
I'll play that at the tea.
Oh, my gosh. I hear that song and I just
cry.
Isn't it gorgeous?
Moving.
You know, they featured that song in that movie, Frankie and Johnny with Al Pacino and Michelle Pfeiffer at the end. And he calls in the radio station. Oh, God, I'm such a nut for these kind of movies. Mm-hmm. And he calls
Chick
in
flicks.
And he says, yeah, he goes, I'm asking you to please, would you take a request? And the guy says, I never take requests. This is not cool. And you're Frankie and Johnny. Come on. He goes, you know, come on. You're pulling my leg. No. And he plays Clair de Lune for him. And then he repeats it. And, you know, it was so romantic the way they were sitting by on the windowsill brushing their teeth together. Mm-hmm. And it was like,
aww. And the moral of the story, thank God for radio.
Yeah, thank God for radio. It saved his relationship. Isn't that something? I'm telling you, it's so cute.
That's a good movie.
I know. It's a great, great movie. I love movies like that. I'm such a mess. I mean, we girls we're a mess, aren't we? I mean, oh, please. Anyway, there's so many things to talk about. I think we should take one more break before I get started because we have some sponsors that want to say a few things. So let's do that. You're listening to Home Sweet Home with Linda Piana and our guest in the studio today, Lori, with Got It Covered. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
Wondering what is happening in the rapidly changing real estate world? Is the real estate market improving in Las Vegas? Are you upside down in your home and wondering what you can do? Wanting to invest in the Las Vegas market and looking for advice?
Hi, this is Nicole Moreau, Realtor with RE/MAX Winners. These are some of the topics I'll cover on the Home Sweet Home show every month. I look forward to answering your questions.
As important as your home is to you, Nicole will give you great advice.
I'll help you build the perfect nest for you and your family.
You can reach Nicole at RE/MAX Winners, 702-303-8243, N-R-M-A-R-O-E at gmail.com. That's 702-303-8243, N-R-M-A-R-O-E at gmail.com. Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three super fruits, acai, camu camu, and kupawasu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today. Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, making memorable moments in your home.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home, making memorable moments in your home. Here again is your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, and welcome back to Home Sweet Home. We're going to talk a little bit about decorating right now, even though we did talk to Lori a little bit about it. I posted a lot of pictures on our Facebook / homesweethomeradio.com page. And if you just pull up all photos or photos, whatever, everything that I talk about should just come up all at once, all the different pictures. But I always find pictures that inspire me in the latest magazines. And
there you go, know, inspiration.
Yeah, I'm always inspired by things, you know, by colors or by an aspect of the, a look or a concept. Or so on page 5 of Traditional Home Magazine for May 2013, there is a Century Furniture ad that I just thought was stunning, and it's turquoise and orange accents, and it's a very eclectic room. So if you get a chance to look at that online or in Traditional Home Magazine, I love this magazine. Even though it says Traditional Home, it's very eclectic, mm-hmm. and there's some contemporary in it, but, you know, I love interior design and art that has a lot of different styles in it. It doesn't have to be so predictable and boring and, you know, prescribed. Everything in art should be unpredictable mm-hmm. and not
and
boring.
A surprise.
And surprising.
Yes.
And, you know, when people do everything symmetrical, the same table on each side and the same two chairs, and mm-hmm. I'm already bored talking about it. But, you know.
Well, traditional home, that probably means including many, many traditions.
Well, yeah.
So eclectic is the perfect word for it.
It is. Yeah. I love eclecticism. I mean, it's what makes a house a home, and personality, too. You have to put your personality in your home. When I do homes for people, I always ask them, what books do you read, and what's your favorite wine, and, you know, what do you like to do in your spare time? Because then at least I get a feel for who they are, you know, and what they what's important to them, because a lot of people don't want to get involved in the process, they just want it done. So you almost have to kind of delve in a little bit and find out more about them. So
can I ask a quick question?
Yes.
I'm on Facebook,
right,
on Home Sweet Home.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where do you click?
Usually where it says photos. It should say photos somewhere, Linda, but I don't know.
Okay,
where.
I'll
keep going. Because
I want keep rolling down.
Up. It should come up. You know, it'll usually all the photos or last posted photos, or that's how mine comes up. I don't know.
Recent,
I guess everybody's
posts
recent
by
posts.
Others. No, let's see. See all.
Yeah, if you say maybe recent posts, I'm not sure.
No.
Anyway, on page 32, there's also of Traditional Home 2013, there's also a beautiful Blooms bouquet here.
Oh, I love those colors.
It's all in the oranges and off-whites. So you might want to look at that in a clear vase, which I always love. I love to see the stems. I don't mind that. And you can put glass beads in the bottom or stones or whatever. It's really, really pretty. Mm-hmm. Then I found another article in Traditional Home that I absolutely love called Petal Perfect. And isn't that gorgeous? And
oh, the shades.
The colors are stunning. That's on page 36 and I think 38.
And they're called?
And they're called Cactus Flower from Ralph Lauren Paints. Mm-hmm. And then Victoria from Pratt & Lambert Paints and Sachet from C2 Paint Company.
Mm.
So they're just absolutely beautiful. This pastel pink is very hot this year. I know we're all talking about emerald, which is hot,
mm-hmm.
but these pinks are really everywhere. They're in wallpaper, they're in fabrics, they're in furniture.
Uh-huh. So many different shades.
Oh my gosh. And it's like powder puff pink now. It's like so pale. It's not like a bright pink. It's nice. And it, you know, if you're a woman and you know, you don't have to deal with you know, another opinion sometimes, and you live, you know, in a place where you could have pink, you should do it. It's a lot of fun.
If you do live with a significant other, mm-hmm. here's what you could do. Powder pink in the laundry room.
There
How's
you
that?
Go. Somewhere. We need it somewhere, right? And then sunburst mirrors
Ooh.
Are a big thing now that look like the sun.
Mm-hmm.
And they are also in Traditional Home this month on page 48. And there's a showroom here at the World Market Center called Global Views. I just made a purchase there a couple of days ago of quite a few things. And they're wholesale to the trade, so if you want to go there, I can take you. But they have a lot of this sunburst mirror look.
Really?
And it's kind of a 50s retro throwback,
mm-hmm.
but they've updated them.
But you can put it in a room with anything you like. Oh, they're beautiful.
Anything. I mean, they go anywhere.
I want that one.
Isn't it cute? It mm-hmm. looks like the sun.
Mm-hmm.
I know.
It's bronze.
What's that one called? It's called Phoenix.
Metallic bronze.
Yeah, that is so pretty.
I like that.
So you can come see them if you think you might want a sunburst mirror from a little throwback from the 50s. And then I saw something really cute. To put in your water. You know how we put lemon in it and lime and all that jazz? Well, if you have a sparkling water or a great flat water like Panna, you can cut your cucumber lengthwise instead of
Isn't
round.
That neat?
And they have
that
a photo
great.
Of it here on page 62 in Traditional Home.
That looks great.
So doesn't that look pretty?
Very refreshing.
Cut it real thin and longwise and put it in your beautiful glasses. You know, something tall.
Mm-hmm.
You need a tall glass to do a long cucumber like that. But it's cute.
That's adorable.
I thought that was
here
really
they made
pretty.
It a limeade, cucumber
yeah,
limeade.
Like
nice.
A limeade. Isn't that fun? So that is pretty much Traditional Home. I mean, there's so much in this magazine. They have a drapery treatment on page 133 that's to die for. It's very modern. It's got horizontal huge stripe in it on the top and then the bottom. And then they paired it with contemporary furnishings and a beautiful mural behind the bed that has the same colors as the drapery does.
And those drapes are just like Lori said.
Yeah, with the stripe across, spreading horizontal instead
of
vertical, which is a big thing now. So that's a good thing,
beautiful.
Right? So that was fun. And then I have some recipes. I think they were Better Homes and Gardens. Hopefully I brought it. Yes, I did. There's a couple of recipes that I really loved. And I did post from last week a recipe I talked about, that grilled eggplant. So if you go online and look for it, you'll find the grilled eggplant recipe from Food and Wine. But this recipe was in Good Housekeeping magazine. and it is, I believe, the May 2013 issue, and it's called Spice and Honey Roasted Carrots, and the picture of them is gorgeous, and it has the recipe on... The picture's on page 136, and the recipe is on...
Oh, great, I found them.
Good. Recipe's on page... let's see. Let me see what page that is. 168? Oh, 169, I'm sorry. The recipe's on page 169, Spice and Honey Roasted Carrots. So they're fresh carrots, and it goes with hazelnuts and coriander seeds, sesame seed, cumin, honey and lemon wedges. It's going to be a fun recipe to make. It sounds very easy. And the picture is...
Sounds delicious.
Picture's really pretty. It has, you know, real natural root vegetable look to it. Which
it's posted.
Yeah, it's posted.
You did such a great job. Well, let me just say, click on Photos of Home Sweet Home Radio.
Yeah,
I found it.
It all. Yeah, Photos Home Sweet Home Radio. So yes. It's Facebook.com/HomeSweetHomeRadio.com and photos of our show, what we talk about on our show. I also found this room that has four chairs facing a cocktail table. I love this look. There's a piano in the room, a huge piece of art, and that's in Traditional Home Magazine, page 155. And it's neutral. The rug is patterned. It's just a stunning room, and it's elegant. I love the fringe around the chair, and I love... I just love all the woodwork and the beautiful moldings and beautiful little Roman shade on the window, a lovely chandelier. I mean, the room is just so stunning and so full of personality.
Yes.
I just love when rooms are like that, don't
that.
You? Isn't that beautiful? And then I found a lot of stuff this week. I wanted to talk a little bit about wine suggestions. I had gone on Facebook and asked friends of Facebook to find a wine that I asked about last week that would be peppery and spicy but not dry, a red wine. So one of our friends wrote in, Sean, and she said to try Tobin James Ballistic, B-A-L-L-I-S-T-I-C, at Whole Foods, or Corey's, I guess, restaurant in Henderson has Tobin James Ballistic, and it's that red, spicy, peppery.
Oh, great.
Not dry. Okay, so thanks, Sean, for that. And she also said there's a vineyard, Niner, N-I-N-E-R, Wine Estates, and they make a Sangiovese that is available through the vineyard only. So I guess you'd have to Google Niner Wine Estates, N-I-N-E-R. But thank you for responding to that
great.
Because
I wonder what the blend is.
I don't know,
we'll
but
have to check it out.
You know, I can usually tell from the scent, and sometimes it has berry undertones, you know, like blackberry or, you know, whatever the berry is. I don't know. They mix so many things in the wines today, but the blends are usually pretty good. If you like blends, you know, that you can find something a little more odd instead of a straight Merlot or a straight Cabernet.
Yes.
You
let's
know?
Try that.
Yeah, that
Ballistic.
Sounds good. I'm going to keep
I'll go
this.
To Whole. I'll be going to Whole Foods
you
very
are?
Soon.
Look for
so
it,
I'll
Linda.
Look for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we said, you know, the last time we talked, we said we like to keep our wines, if we can, under $20 a bottle because they get expensive, especially when you're entertaining because, you know, we go through a couple of three bottles of wine when we have company, like... Nothing.
Like
if you
ballistic.
Have a bunch of people. Yeah, like ballistic. It's like nothing. It's like we're drinking soda pop.
Yeah.
You know, it's
water
you know,
anyone?
Yeah, no, they don't want any. They don't want that. But anyway, that's great to know good wines. And if anyone else has some good wine suggestions for wonderful wines that they absolutely love, you need to write into us or call us or, you know, email us. And by the way, our call-in number is
702-731-1230.
I forgot to say that today. And the out-of-state is 866-820-5528. So you can always call in and say hello. And I think I have a lot of new listeners. I've been handing a lot of cards out for KLAV.
You know who some of my peeps are listening?
Yeah.
In California now.
Yay.
Isn't that great?
I know. I have Ohio people listening.
Nice.
New Jersey, New York. They're all over the globe.
Fantastic.
Now. Yeah, it's nice, isn't it?
Yep,
to have all
it's
those
wonderful.
Listeners out there. We have a big audience, so that's pretty good. I think we'll take one more break because we have a few more sponsors to answer to, and then We're going to close out the show in the next 10 minutes or so. So come back, because we got more to talk about, and we'll see you at Home Sweet Home in a few minutes. Lori, proprietor of Got It Covered, has been my only choice for quality workmanship when it comes to custom bedding, window treatments, upholstery, slipcovers, custom headboards, and almost anything you can imagine with fabric. Lori also carries custom shutters, blinds, and shades. Her mission is to bring your vision into reality on time and within budget. Lori has over 13 years of experience working with both residential and commercial clients. Her workroom has a vast selection of wonderful fabrics and trims such as Kravet, RM Coco, and Stout. Call Lori today and she will visit your home or office to discuss your project and make it come to life. Got It Covered, Upholstery and Draperies, is a place to call for fabulous ideas and quality workmanship. Making Las Vegas beautiful, one home at a time. Call 702-254-4807 or reach Lori at gotitcoverednv.com. That's 702-254-4807, gotitcoverednv.com.
Hi, everybody. This is Linda Piana, your piano coach and entertainer. Just as an actor, dancer, or artist needs a good teacher, every piano player needs a good coach. My ideal student loves music, wants to play piano, wants to perform, or wants to write music. I will show you how. Call me at 702-370-2377. I'm at 702-370-2377. Have keyboard, we'll travel.
Linda Piana has coached piano students and played piano in the Las Vegas Valley since 1990. If you need a coach for piano, performance, or songwriting, Linda Piana is the coach for you. Call Linda Piana at 702-370-2377. That's 702-370-2377.
Hi, I'm Leslie Lovell, owner of Town Center Interior Design in Las Vegas. In these times of spending more time at home and less money, we want our dwellings to be as comfortable and beautiful as we can get them. Getting the most for your decorating dollars is important to me. I've been a local interior designer in Las Vegas for over 25 years. Visit my website at towncenterdesign.com and get excited about decorating or renovating your home. We shop at the World Market in Las Vegas and also in my extensive library of furniture and fabric catalogs. I've got lots of decorating tricks to show you and ways to make your home look great on a budget. That's towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, towncenterdesign.com, 702-242-2395, making memorable moments in your home. Is it time to look at life differently? Time to look at yourself differently? Time to change your health and attitude? Change your outlook. What about increasing your energy level or enhancing your focus? If so, Velocity is the answer. The Take It Off, Keep It Off whole food supplement that contains the three superfruits, acai, camu camu, and cupuaçu, all rich in antioxidants. Just one capsule per day suppresses your appetite, burns fat, not muscle, and curbs cravings, which enable you to achieve and maintain a long-term healthy weight loss. Velocity also provides up to 8 hours of energy with no crash. If you're ready to change your life, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to view additional information and request a free sample today. Velocity, take it off, keep it off. Again, go to www.3powerfruits.com, that's the word three, to get your free sample of Velocity today.
Getting the most for your decorating dollars. This is Home Sweet Home, brought to you by Town Center Interior Design. Visit them at towncenterdesign.com. Now, here again, your host, Leslie Lovell.
Hi, we're back with Home Sweet Home, and Linda and I are gabbing here off the air. But can you imagine we still have stuff to talk about when we get up?
It's endless, isn't it?
Endless.
Endless enthusiasm.
Non-stop. Anyway, we found something cute in Oprah Magazine, too. It's on page 86 this month. Actually, it's for May. And it says, Ciao Bella. Mm-hmm. Flaunt-worthy Italian-style clothing and accessories. And I love everything Italian, but... There's a gorgeous little skirt on here, a colorful townscape. It's just darling. And then there's a lady sitting here in this most beautiful printed dress, a floral print. So we posted it on our Facebook
page. It is. Guess who that is?
It's Sophia Loren.
Yes.
God, she looks amazing.
Amazing.
Oh, my gosh. She must have been really young in that picture. Mm-hmm. What a beautiful girl. And then there's a couple other cute things. There's a real cute pair of little espadrille shoes and some great bracelets. And so look at page 86 in O Magazine and have some fun looking at some of these styles. I like that printed little townscape on the skirt. It's just different.
I know. It looks very European.
Doesn't it?
You know,
it's cute.
The two times I went to Europe, the clothes were so different there.
Yeah.
I loved it.
I know.
Especially Italy.
I bet. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, the ready-to-wear capital of the world mm-hmm. at one time was in Italy.
Milan?
And I think it was. And then it moved to China because of all the production there, mm-hmm. like Hong Kong mm-hmm. and everything. But at one time, Italy was not even Paris. It was Italy.
It's their taste.
Yeah, it's just amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
But we have just a couple more things. Oh, you know what? Before I get into these photos, we could talk about those next week. I had a client call me about curb appeal
okay.
for her house, and she's a good client of mine, and we're doing stuff inside and out. But we're trying to give the house a facelift on the outside. Mm-hmm. And she lives in a really nice area of Las Vegas where the homes are all custom on custom lots.
Okay.
And it's ranch property. It's horse property.
Okay.
And she already has a big, long porch with columns. So what we're going to do is probably put a railing, like a balustrade, you know, okay. a railing with the columns, and then maybe shutters on the front.
Good
which
idea.
Will look really cool. So we're working on that right now, and maybe landscaping a little bit different, to add some color to the front because we don't have a lot of color.
Mm-hmm.
So we're
instead of a porch, more like a veranda, right?
Yeah.
Oh, how nice!
Really pretty. And I want to tell you out there not to be afraid of using a front door color differently than the rest of your house.
I agree.
Don't you like that?
I love that.
Yeah, you don't have to be so safe. And there's exterior paint charts in all the stores, and they show you how to put colors together for outside. So mm-hmm. just so you know that. I like Lowe's the best, of course. I always do. We're going to close out the show, Linda. And hey, CL's going to play some music taking us out. So we'll
you
be back
next
week. You know
what? The time went ballistic.
I know, didn't it? We always do. We talk and talk
I
and
know.
Talk. But I found another saying in Italian that I want to say to you. It's L'ale ste divine, that means, let's see, where is the wine list? That's something we really need to know, so I'll practice that. And I'm going to say ciao.
Ciao, Bella.
Ciao, Bella, till next week, right? Okay, have a great week, guys.
All righty, bye-bye.
Bye.